This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. In a few minutes, yoga, relaxation techniques, and positive thinking are touted as ways to use the power of the mind to heal the body. We'll take a historical look at why so many of us believe in mind-body medicine.
First, though, there is another new math to wrap your mind around. President Bush is hearing about its benefits today from the head of the National Mathematics Advisory Panel. That advisory group is expected to recommend a method of teaching similar to one used in an elementary school here in Los Angeles. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on what's known as Singapore math.
Welcome to second grade at Ramona Elementary School in Hollywood.
Boys and girls, get ready for your sprint. No peeking.
Teacher Lisa Watts-Lawton has her stopwatch ready for the class's daily math quiz.
Take your mark. Get set. Go!
The students race to answer questions as quickly as possible.
10 plus 3 equals 30 plus 0 equals 30 plus 1 equals...
The second graders jot down their answers for exactly 1 minute.
100 plus 100 equals...
Stop! No! Woo! Give yourselves a round of applause. Good job. Okay.
And as a reward for answering the questions, the students get to play a round of musical chairs just to let off a little steam.
Step into the splash zone, take the plunge.
Ramona Elementary is one of only a few schools in the country to teach this way, with math drills in a style adapted from an island nation on the other side of the world. California recently became the first state to approve the so-called Singapore math textbooks.
I mean, it would be wonderful for the entire country to use this program.
Susan Arcaris is the principal at Ramona Elementary, whose students come from impoverished immigrant families from Central America and Armenia. Most of them speak English as a second language. In terms of math, they've been outpacing their counterparts in L.A. by using a math curriculum first designed for students in Singapore.
I mean, if it's the most successful nation in the world in math, I mean, I think we should learn from that and borrow what they're doing.
Arcaris says her school got a grant from the wife of a mathematician to add the Singapore books to the L.A. school district's mandated textbooks. Teachers got 2 years of extensive training by a university professor and ongoing help from the school's math coach. This is the fourth year they've been teaching Singapore math in all the classrooms from kindergarten through sixth grade.
The end results were that we had 7 out of 10 children that were proficient or above in math, and that's pretty unheard of for an inner city school. So, including our special ed students in there. So we're very, very happy with the program. It would be my wish that more students could benefit from it and more students be exposed to it.
Read the question. Go.
How many more parts does Peter need to get?
In the Singapore method, second grade word problems are read aloud in unison. To figure out the answers, the students draw circles representing numbers and they fill in charts. They're encouraged to count on their fingers or with bundles of popsicle sticks. Sometimes they draw or shade in pictures of kittens or robots or bugs.
Singapore is very, very visual. You know, just look at the book. Look how happy it is. Isn't that adorable?
In her 18 years of teaching, Lisa Watts-Lawton has gone through California's math wars between traditionalists wanting basics and reformers emphasizing conceptual understanding. While some teachers are resistant to having to switch gears yet again, Watts-Lawton says she welcomes the new style.
It's Singapore math, and it's just so crystal clear. Everything is so well understood before you move on to the next concept that the kids are really building on something solid.
The interactive math lessons certainly do seem exciting for her students. 7 and 8-year-olds Christian Diaz, Caterina Vargas, Miriam Lopez, and Sid Omarabi.
Do you like math?
Yes.
Everybody likes math.
Well, what's so great about math?
You can learn about numbers and subtract, take away and plus, timetables too.
I love math. Cool. I love you, math.
It's so easy.
Math rocks.
When's the last time you heard children choose to stay inside from recess on a warm, sunny day to sing the praises of numbers? You do the math. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.